Welcome to another episode of Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department. I'm sports reporter Krishnan Collins, and you'll also hear the voice of sports editor James Lee on this episode. I spoke with Cutter Morningstar head coach Matt Kingsinger as the Eagles look for their first win of the season against Hermitage. James spoke with Jesseville head coach TJ Burke to preview the Lions' away trip to Glen Rose. All right, I want to welcome Cutter Morningstar head coach Matt Kingsinger back to the podcast. Coach, just how are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Coach, just how beneficial was the bye week last week for your team?
It was good. You know, any bye week's a good week, especially after you've had a couple games. You know, it gives you a chance to sit down and focus on, you know, watching a little bit more film and taking some more time that you don't always have during the week, to do certain things and getting healthy, getting kids back to where they need to be on that, you know, and getting some kids that were hurt against Spring Hill that were banged up a little bit. So trying to get back to full strength. So that's always beneficial. It is a little bit, you know, a little bit detrimental because I felt like we had some momentum coming off of the week, you know, the prior game. And so, it would have been, you know, it would have been good to be able to, kind of keep that momentum going. But I think it's a positive thing for us.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to touch on. You know, after Spring Hill, you told me you were really proud of your team's effort and, you know, how they played. Just how can your team build on what they did at Spring Hill?
Biggest thing is that I hope that they're starting to see that the hard work is paying off. The things that we've been coaching them is starting to show. The biggest thing I like to see or hope that they understand is how well they play together. This group here has been, they've been pretty unified. I don't hear a lot of negative talk. I don't see a lot of finger pointing. I just see guys going out there and playing and giving effort. And so I really want them to understand the value of playing for one another and the brotherhood that occurs, you know, in football, that they have each other's back.
Yeah, and you talked about, you know, a little more extra time to watch film, but during the bye week, just what else did you emphasize in practice and what did your team really work on?
I took the opportunity to work a little bit more conditioning, you know, since we weren't going to have a game that week. And so we spent time in a weight room like we always do. We did some more conditioning than we typically do. And, we did a lot of focusing on, so practices were set up specifically to focus on certain areas, and that was almost like the emphasis of the day, you know, and we did other things throughout practice, but, you know, we really spent extra time on, I call them OTIs, opportunity to improve, and so we spent extra time focusing on some of those areas that we felt like needed to be improved, and conditioning was one of them, you know, and we still continue to do that, so...
Yeah, and you know, conditioning is important in any sport, but with your team having so many guys playing both ways, just how important is that focus on conditioning for your team?
You know, that's conditioning in today's day is there's a fine line between crazy and running kids off and making kids not want to play to, you know, actually being prepared for a game. And I've been involved in different organizations where, you know, conditioning to some level has always been a part of it, and trying to get kids to buy into that and understanding that that's beneficial long term. But I've also been part of programs where that has been the case, and the first couple games still have been difficult because, you know, there's just no replacement for a real game, you know, a live scenario. And so kids do get gassed, they get tired, it's hot, you know, early in the season. So, you know, we've addressed some of that, and I think the kids are starting to understand the value of it. And so, you know, you can condition kids all you want, but if you're not giving you the effort that you need during the conditioning drill to somewhat simulate a game-like experience in a way, it's difficult. Or it's not really effective like you want it to be, but I think the kids are understanding, and they've done a good job last week, and even this week we've carried it over into that, and I've actually had some guys ask me if they can do some more conditioning, so that's a good sign in my eyes that they're starting to buy into the value of that, so that's a big part of it.
Yeah, and at this point in the season, we definitely know how numbers and depth affects your team. Just how's your team depth looking heading into Friday?
We should be pretty good. You know, I mean, like I said, barring anything crazy, and that's, you know, unfortunately crazy is part of what we deal with today, and where we're at. But, you know, I think we should be fairly healthy and be pretty strong on our roster. So I'm hoping to have everybody back and available and ready to go.
Yeah, and, you know, just how has your quarterback LeSean Jones looked this week in practice, and what do you expect from him Friday?
You know, I expect him to continue to step up and be the leader that he has been. You know, he's a playmaker for us. I told him, you know, unfortunately, you know, the way things kind of happened 2 weeks ago against Spring Hill, where he literally gave me everything he had. He pulled up cramps, and we would have scored. You know, there wasn't even anybody close to him. He was going to score a touchdown. He caught cramps and he couldn't score. We ended up not scoring on that drive. And, you know, like I said, I had the conversation with him. I know he felt bad, but, you know, so I think, you know, part of that, you know, buy-in there on the conditioning. So I think he was really focused on that, and him being a leader, and continuing to lead. I think the guys rally around him now since he had a good game, and they went through a close game, a game that, you know, we had a chance to win. It's being competitive is, every week is what our goal is. So him being the leader that he is and being part of that plays a big role. And so he continued his leadership this week just by stepping up and running like you needed to. You know, I also, you know, as a coach, I need to help him out, and I've emphasized this to the other guys that this is not a one man show. We need three or four guys being able to make plays and do things, so that, the situation arises, it's not all on his shoulders, even though he can handle that. We need other guys to step up in their roles, as far as the positions they play. Now I'm going to get my running back. He'll be returning. And so, you know, that's going to help us out. We'll have two threats in the backfield, and that'll let me move some guys around and do some different things. You know, we worked hard on our passing game. That was a point of emphasis one day, to really get better at, passing the ball, and that way we have again another option and some other threats to be able to throw out there offensively. So, but yeah, he's starting to mold into a good leader, and kids are rallying around him. So that's been good.
Ian, you kind of just touched on my next question, but you know, in the past, you told me at the beginning of the season your team was still kind of working on just getting down those simple offensive plays. Heading into Friday, kind of what's the overall offensive game plan to really get your team going behind those efforts of LeSean at QB?
You know, one of the things that we emphasized as well was our physicality. We've got to be more physical than the team that we play. I think that's something that's been, I don't know, maybe lacking here, a challenge here. And so I think that we are going to make an emphasis that we have to become more physical offensively and defensively. And, you know, our defensive performance against Spring Hill was a great one. And there was the reason behind that was we were physical and aggressive. And offensively, we need to do the same thing. We need to continue that on defense, and offensively, we really need to be prideful about how we come off the football, how we block the guys that we're blocking, how long we stay on our blocks, and really winning the battle up front.
Yeah, and I'm just looking ahead to your opponent, Hermitage. Just, you know, what challenges do they present as a team, and how do you look to face those?
Hermitage, they're pretty talented all the way across the board. You know, their guys that they put on the field, they're all quality players. I mean, they've got some guys in the skill position that can hurt you with the deep ball. I know that I believe their quarterback has been injured for a couple games, and there's probably a good chance he comes back. So that's going to add another threat on the field, offensively for sure. And so he's got some guys that can run on the outside. So they're going to probably have the opportunity to, they're going to try and throw the ball, I'd imagine, a little bit, try to spread it out. And so I think that, you know, they're going to be a challenge. I mean, they play hard. They play the whole game. You know, they're a little bit low on numbers too, a little lower than us. But I think that they, you know, their effort throughout the game is good. So, you know, they're a scrappy team. They're well coached. I mean, you can tell pretty quick that offensively and defensively, they seem to be in the right positions, and they're well coached. So, that'll be some of the challenges that we're going to see.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about the game, or just anything about your team in general?
No, I mean, we just want to keep getting better every week. That's the goal. And I just keep emphasizing these guys to continue to play for one another and to do their job. And that's their role. And then they continue to play hard and compete every week.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach, for stopping on by the podcast again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yep, for sure.
Hey, TJ, how's it going?
It's good.
Start off with, let's look back at last week. You know, Matthew Huff had a heck of a game for you.
Yep. Yeah, he was excited to be back. And, you know, we knew as part of the game plan, we were going to try to run the football and, you know, take advantage of the guys that we have up front blocking for him. And, you know, it led to a big game for him.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously Carson had a pretty strong game for you as well.
Yeah, well, you know, we can add him into the run game. And anytime you rush for over 300 yards, you know, you feel good about your chances of winning. And then, you know, we were efficient in the pass game too, 7 of 8. We didn't have to throw it a lot. So, you know, it was important that when we did, we executed it, and we did that very well.
Yeah. So going into this week, obviously it's first week of conference.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about this? Because I know it's kind of like, you know, traditional 1-2 in this conference. I mean, nothing like starting the conference off with one of the toughest teams in the conference.
Yeah. I mean, we got to play them at some point. So, you know, why not go ahead and play them first? We're excited about playing, and you know, every week in this conference, there's really not an easy week. So, we just take it one game at a time. We don't look past anybody and we don't look forward to anybody. So, we'll take it one game at a time and one play at a time during the game and, just try to execute each play the best we can.
Yeah. What kind of offense do they run? Are they still running that same thing that they've been running all along?
Yeah, they're a multiple offense. They'll get in the spread. They'll also get in some I formation. They're physical up front, and they like to run the ball, but they can also mix in pass. And they got a couple weapons on the outside that can hurt us. So, you know, we've kind of got to be ready for a little bit of everything.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, they've had a little bit of size up front the past couple of years, haven't they?
Yeah, they're always big and physical up front, and that's no different this year.
Yeah. What about on the other side of the ball?
So they're big and physical on that side too. They are not afraid to come downhill and hit people. And they do a good job in the secondary with their coverages, and they'll mix it up some. And they add some linebackers to their coverage too, and you know, they got some skill kids on the back end that can make plays for them. So, you know, you got to execute extremely well and be able to protect the football, because you can't turn it over against them. If you turn it over, they'll take advantage of it and go put points on the board.
Yeah. How are y'all looking to combat some of that? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, you're not going to expect to see, you know, one or two kids getting 3, 4, 5 touchdowns, you know, this week.
Right. We're going to have to do a good job of spreading the field and, you know, getting the ball on the perimeter and, spreading it to all of our receivers. If we can make them pull a few guys out of the box throwing the ball, then, you know, that should open up some running lanes.
Is there anybody on their side that y'all are really looking to key in on, or?
They've got a really good running back. He's fast and, he runs extremely hard. And then they've got a receiver on the outside, number 21. He's a heck of an athlete. And, when they need a big play, they'll throw it up and just tell him to go get it. And 9 times out of 10, he will. So, you know, we got to stop those two guys. And then, they got a few other guys that can hurt us as well. So, but we got to focus on getting those two guys stopped, and we'll worry about the rest of it when it happens.
Oh, absolutely. So how are your guys health-wise going into this week?
We're going to be healthier than we've been in the past couple weeks. We did a few guys back this week from injury and other things. So, you know, hopefully our numbers will be back up this week, and we won't have to play some of you guys both ways.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode previewing two exciting games. Our next episode will be released Sunday, September 26th, as James and I will run through a scoreboard show recapping the week's action. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify.